Welcome, everyone, to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Brendan Sampson.
And I'm Matthew Jaroncic. Here's what's in the news for Wednesday, September 8th.
Gabriella Colello resigned as Multicultural and Identity Senator for the 2021-2022 school year. Colello gave two reasons for her resignation. First, she said that she couldn't meet the demands of the position. And second, she felt that she should be compensated for the role. All of the members on the SGAE board receive a $5,000 scholarship per semester, but Colello did not.
News editor Chat One Mongol talks about budget issues in club sports. This year, 21 teams are looking for close to $100,000. Quinnipiac can only give them $74,000 total.
Quinnipiac University will offer an eSports suite in the York Hill Rocky Top Student Center by October. According to Hampden Town Permits, the renovation will cost around $360,000 and will include Alienware computers, PlayStations, Xboxes, and Nintendo Switches. The university says that the eSports room will be a social space and a place for club teams to practice and participate in matches.
Moving into the fall semester, finding a parking spot on campus is difficult. Currently, there are around 2,700 parking spots on the Mount Carmel campus, with 811 spots in North Lot. Students have been frustrated by finding a parking spot on campus so far. Students may lose another 145 parking spaces if Quinnipiac's plan to relocate six tennis courts is approved.
In Arts and Life, ABC released the trailer for the upcoming season of The Bachelorette. This comes on the heels of Katie Thurston's controversial season and kicks off the first ever back-to-back Bachelorette seasons. With the promo creating anticipation for the upcoming season, staff writer Anya Grondalski recaps Thurston's season and the expectations for young season and the difference between the two.
Arts and Life editor Ashley Pelletier talks about the Twilight book series this week and how it stays relevant over the years. The first book was released in 2005 and the series had a new installment in August 2020 called Midnight Sun. Pelletier talks about how the books and movies are still popular, even with criticism over the years.
In this edition of Book of the Week, managing editor Emily Flamay writes about Maureen Johnson's Truly Devious series. The mystery series currently has four books and follows Stevie Bell, an amateur detective on her quest to solve cases. Bell and her friends experience many challenges in their sleuthing, making the entire series unpredictable and fun.
Cinderella was released on Amazon Prime Video on September 3rd. The new Cinderella film is getting criticism for leading with a superficial main character. Associate Arts and Life editor David Matos gives Cinderella 2 out of 5 glass slippers for an overall lackluster experience.
While dating a coworker may seem like a great idea, in reality there's a lot that goes into dating in the workplace. People's personalities can be different in and out of work and lead to a false sense of chemistry. Associate Arts and Life editor Neha Sinarine discusses coworker relationships and some of the issues that could arise.
In the latest installment of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, staff writer Lockie Harvey gives his thoughts on the recent movie Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, which features the first lead Asian superhero in franchise history. In opinion, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, there was a record-breaking 22 separate billion-dollar natural disasters in the United States in 2020. Opinion editor Xavier Cullen explains that even though we are moving into a digitized future, cryptocurrency and non-fungible tokens are causing more harm to our environment than people expect.
With everyone back on campus, this week's Bobcat Buzz shines some light on the dining hall staff.
With the distrust of media on the rise, it is easy to spread misinformation. Editor-in-chief Michael Ciccoli goes in depth with a social media profile FullSend, a group owned and operated by the prank channel Nelk, and its tactics to propel misinformation to the younger population.
In sports, last year was a difficult time for college athletics. Schedules were shortened, opponents were changed, and in some cases, seasons were moved to completely different parts of the year. This fall, the season projects to be back to normal, and hopefully COVID-19's interference with college athletics is in the past. Sports editor Riley Millett gives 6 storylines that he has for the upcoming athletic year.
Each year, the James Norris Memorial Trophy is awarded to the best overall defenseman in the NHL season. Devon Toews, a former Bobcat, received votes for this award. What's even more impressive is how Toews got more votes than early season favorites and previous winners of the award. Associate sports editor Peter Pekarski writes about Toews' NHL career to this point and how being traded to the Colorado Avalanche only reinforced his ability to be one of the top two-way defensemen in the NHL.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Brendan Sampson.
And I'm Matthew Jaroncic. Be sure to pick up this week's paper or check out our website, qchronicle.com. Thanks for listening to the Weekly Report. We'll be back with another episode next Wednesday.